Bob Jones University presents Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. As founder of the world's largest fundamental Christian university and a preacher who loved people, Dr. Jones influenced thousands to come to the Savior. Even until the time he went to live with his Lord, his practical insight into the commandments of God and the hearts of men helped people all over the world find the answers to life in the Word of Truth.
Thank you very much. I want to read two or three verses here from the third chapter of 1 Peter. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? And if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of that terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and with fear. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. You know, it's a strange thing in this world that the men who have been the blessing of the world have always had to suffer for being good. See? You know, the world's not against men because they're bad. That is, unless they interfere with them. You don't want anybody to fear with you. But you know, you're not against a man just because he's bad. As long as he lets you alone, doesn't blow up your house or destroy your property. The world's always been against people who were good. People that wouldn't compromise. People that stand. See? That's always been so. Isn't it a strange world? People say they don't believe in total depravity. Well, I don't see how I could keep from believing it. Plato and Aristotle and the philosophers and all the thinking people discovered there was something wrong naturally with man. There's something wrong with man. But the Bible gives us the explanation and says that man sinned and the race became corrupt. And the Bible makes a very strong statement about the flesh produces corruption. Now, you can take any man, put him alone, without restraint, without refinement, without something to hold him back, he'd go bad. You produce corruption. You can't do anything else. Man is naturally a sinner, see. All right? When a man comes along in the world that is sincere and shoots straight and does the right thing and doesn't want to harm anybody, wants to be a blessing to somebody, and he goes ahead, people are naturally against him. If a man preaches straight, they say he preaches for money, see. A man says that fellow preached for money because that's what he'd preach for if he is preaching. So he figures he would. Man says everybody has his price, means that I'd like to sell out if you pay me enough. Right? That shows the world what a mess we're in. Now I said, if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of that terror, neither be troubled. But there's one thing about this world. Sometimes, somewhere, the men that are true to God always are honored. Sometime, somewhere. You can say what you please about it. But somehow it'll soak through after a while. You know, when we started Bob Jones University years ago, I knew all these things. I'd been around a little and had had some experience, quite a good deal of experience when I started the school. So I had learned a great deal about folks, and I don't think I'm so smart. I sometimes think I'm rather dumb. You have to almost knock me down because I'm inclined to trust everybody and believe at everybody. But I found out as I went around that things weren't right, you know, generally. And I went to a town, I always found that the good people were for me. And the fair-minded people were for me. I always noticed that. I go anywhere and preach, hold a meeting. I always tried to be decent, you know. I always tried to be fair. I never took any advantage of an enemy. I tried to be square and shoot straight. I haven't any patience with a fella that'll be unfair even with a man that hates him. So I was fair. I went to town, hold a revival meeting, treat the preachers right. I was sort of a pet of a great many preachers back in those days. They said, now he stands for the pastors and this and that and the other. Well, I was doing in those days what I'm doing now. I was doing what was right, see. I was doing what was right. You know, when I was ordained in my own church years ago to preach the gospel, I was just a boy. And I took a vow to drive away strange and erroneous doctrines, contrary to the articles of religion in my church. I took that vow. Well, the article of religion, all the fundamentals of the faith there, what we usually call the Apostles' Creed, all those fundamentals, inspiration of the Bible, all those things, virgin birth, incarnation, blood atonement, body resurrection, I took a vow to drive away strange and erroneous doctrines contrary to those articles of religion. Well, I tried to keep a pledge if I make it, so I went out and did it. And I, a modernist would stick up his head, I'd hit it. Then one day, I had a modernistic pastor, and I couldn't support him. I just wouldn't preach one thing and support a man to preach something to neutralize what I was preaching. And so I didn't think, if I took a vow to drive away strange and erroneous doctrines, that I should support a man that didn't believe those doctrines and didn't preach those doctrines and didn't stand for those doctrines. And so I wouldn't pay him. And it got pretty hot. I didn't give the church anything. I just wasn't going to do it. So I took my membership out of the church and got my letter. And then a few weeks later, I had a letter from the pastor telling me that I was an ordained minister in the church. And according to the laws of the church, I'd have to put my membership in the church, in the community where I live, or I would lose my ordination. When I noticed it, now wait a minute, I looked up the law and he was right. Now I took a vow to drive away strange and erroneous doctrines. And later they passed a law to make it mandatory that I hold my membership in a church with a modernistic pastor, or I lose my credentials. You know, wrong is never consistent. Wrong is never logical. So I said, now, it's a funny thing that they make me as just a boy when they ordained me take a vow and then pass a law to make me violate that vow. Isn't that a funny thing? Well, that's the way it goes. Now, I'm not reflecting on any denomination. That's the way it is with the world today. Everybody doing the convenient thing, you know. Convenient thing. Now, when we founded Bob Jones University, we made up our mind that we didn't have to go into an education for a living. We were getting along all right. We didn't have to do it. And we didn't want to take any burden on us and put a burden on our family. But we thought God wanted us to do it. And we said, we're going to build a school and we're going to run the right kind of school. We're going to keep it sound, orthodox. We're not going to raise money from people and then misappropriate that money. We're not going to ask them to give us money to run a Christian school and then not run a Christian school. Now, Bob Jones University went out to found the institution and make it a consistent thing. We announced our creed. We told everybody what we believed. We started off right. We told them where we stood. We said, now, if you believe the Bible's the Word of God, you believe in the virgin birth, the incarnation, blood atonement, body resurrection, all those fundamentals, you can come go along here with us and as a teacher if you fit in every other way, see. All right, we started in. Had to fire a teacher the second year because he didn't stand. But I couldn't lie to the public. I couldn't lie to the public. Do you know there's something strange about people? If you just keep on keeping on being consistent, after a while they'll say, well, there must be something right about that thing. That's what Peter said here. And what did he say? And sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready. Always give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason for the hope is in you. Having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation or your manner of living in Christ. See? They almost get away, they almost ashamed to criticize. What you going to say? See? All right, if they go to the Bible, they say, well, they're in line with the Bible. They insist on doing what they told the public they would do, run an Orthodox Christian school. Isn't it a remarkable thing that folks will come from San Francisco and Los Angeles and Canada, all over the United States and other lands, come here to school, travel the distance here? Why? Well, they want the culture, yes. Music, speech, yes. Education, yes. They want all that. But wait a minute. The parents at home and the folks at home say, well, now, one thing about that Bob Jones University crowd, they're consistent. They don't let modernists teach there. They don't sell out to the world. They don't have worldly things on the campus. They're true, you see. All right? And they get where they're a little ashamed, same thing against you. You know, when Jesus was here and they threw the stones at him, he said, which one of my good works are you stoning for? See? See? You know, they start out like that. But the Christ that they put on the cross later rose from the dead. And now they, so many people saying he's not this only begotten Son of the Father. They do all sorts of things about it. But there's a sort of reverence and respect all over the world for the name of Jesus. They've never been able to get rid of him. He's still the issue. And Christianity still stands, in spite of all that men have done to destroy it. In spite of hypocrites and Pharisees and all sorts of people heading up religion, it somehow moves on. Right now, the outlook in America, from my standpoint, is the darkest it's ever been in its history. I think America's in the worst spiritual condition it ever has been in its history. You haven't begun to see what's going to happen in America in juvenile crime and that kind of thing. We've just started. As long as you go out in this country and call yourselves Christians and support things that are not Christian, and go along preaches with a man that doesn't believe the Bible's the Word of God and goes along and violates the Scripture, deliberately violates the Scripture, clear teaching the Word of God, in evangelism and other fields, what you going to have? You're going to have torment. You just started. You're not going to fix the situation by selling the Word of God down the river. You're not going to fix situation by covering up something. You don't fix things that way. You fix things right or you don't fix them, see? Now, let's remember that. So let's get back to those two little words, do right. Now, if everybody listening to me today say, well, tell you what I'm going to do now. When something comes up, I'm not going to ask whether it's popular or not popular. I'm going to just ask, is it right? And if it isn't right, I'm not going to do it. And I'm going to the Bible to find out about it. And if I don't know what the Word says, I'll ask somebody that does know it, believes the Word. I won't ask some fellow that doesn't believe it or some fellow that's compromising. I'm going to do right. Now, you can, by the grace of God, live a consistent Christian life. You can do what you ought to do under any circumstances. And you don't have to do wrong. God never puts a child of His on the spot where he's got to do wrong even to get a chance to do right. And when a man does wrong to get a chance to do right, he's not doing right while he's trying to do right. Let's remember that now. Now, no man can ever violate any part of the Scripture and give an excuse for it that he's preaching the gospel and living up to another part of the Scripture. Well, God never contradicts his orders. And when God tells you to preach the gospel, he tells you other things connected with it that you're to do. You do what he commands you and as he taught you. Now, may God help us Christian people to be the sort of Christian we ought to be in this generation. When God's looking for witnesses, it'll stand. And the folks that stand in the crisis through which America's passing will find out someday that God may use him to bring to America a real old-time Holy Ghost revival. Our Father, help us to be faithful and true in all things and keep Bob Jones University faithful to its task and to its calling. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You've been listening to Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist, and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. Christian young people who have character and want to grow more of it, who have surrendered to God's will and want to prepare themselves to do it, are attracted to Bob Jones University. If you want that too, contact Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Ask for a free personal opportunity profile.